Hello, it is Monday. Good evening. Hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Hey, special guest Claire.
Hey.
You ready for shows this weekend?
Sure am.
We've got a really hot punk show on Friday, this Friday, July 19th, happening at the Black Lab. Black Lab crossing the rickshaw. Featuring Sister Susie, Slow Tide, Toy Tiger, and Punitive Damage. Wow, say all that really fast. Let's start off with a song from Slow Tide. This one's called Bottom Faders on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. That was Punitive Damage. Am I saying that right? Punitive?
Punitive.
Punitive Damage with the song Enough from their demo. Before that, Sister Susie, Destruction Desire. What's that called? Alliteration. That's some good alliteration. Mm-hmm. Before
Sister
that,
Sister Susie and...
And Destruction Desire. Yeah. I know, that's really good. Before that was Toy Tiger. Creepers, Skulls, Kiss Concrete in Our World. Amazing. And then Slow Tide at the top with Bottom Faders. All four of those bands playing the Black Lab this Friday.
That's so interesting. The 19th. You say faders.
It looks like
I would say B-T-T-M. Feeders.
Oh, Bottom Feeders. Oh my God, you're a genius.
Feeders.
No, it's definitely feeders. Bottom Feeders. But it's like B-T-T-M-F-D-R-S. I'm just dumb. I'm just really dumb. Claire's a genius. This is why I have my special guest Claire here to keep me
I just like
check.
Fish, so.
True. Well, that comes in handy, clearly. You were just saying how you really like Slow Tide and you're definitely going to go to that show.
Yeah, I'm really getting into Slow Tide. Great local band.
Mm-hmm. I think all those bands were local. Except for Sister Susie, they're from Edmonton. So come see that touring band and the local ones as well. We had a great weekend, Claire. Mm-hmm. It was Friday, right?
Yeah.
We went to the Necking release show.
Great night.
That was awesome.
It was so fun.
I've seen them like 15 times, but it was still awesome.
Yeah.
There was
a lot
perfect.
Of buildup,
mm-hmm.
a lot of excitement.
Yeah. I felt like a super fan.
Yeah.
Because I left with like my signed CD, my t-shirt.
Yeah.
Toothbrushes.
Yeah. Nina and I, it was unreal. We like very early in the evening, we were like, we're not even going to try to get one of those 50 toothbrushes because they were handing out 50 toothbrushes to the first 50 people.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
one toothbrush each. You don't get 50 toothbrushes
oh, yeah.
in person, but
yeah.
there were only 50.
And we were like, we're not even going to try. It's not worth
yeah,
the clear disappointment
be... yeah.
that will inevitably happen. And then we just show up.
Very late,
and there's two toothbrushes sitting at the table, and we're like, what are those? And the person at the door was like, these are the last two, and we're like, really? Are they?
Yeah, that was a special moment.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be a good night.
It was good.
That happened. They sounded amazing. What was Security Guard? That was their last mm-hmm. show. That was sad.
Yeah.
They were awesome, too.
Yeah.
Because I guess because the lead singer of Security Guard is too
hates
shy.
Hates being the lead singer.
Hates being the lead singer. Yeah, that was an amazing. I liked that they played their entire album back to front.
Necking.
Yeah.
Did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very cool.
You know what? We should just scrap everything and just play the Necking album again.
Back to front, though, this time.
Just kidding. We're not going to do that today. We're actually going to continue with some... really, really hot stuff. There is an amazing show happening this Saturday called the Choms Showcase number 2. And Choms is like a recording studio kind of arts space, etc. And so most of the bands that record at Choms are going to be playing this Saturday. So all of those bands is Tessie, Lucky, Tonk, Total Ed, Nice Apple, Cave Girl, Swim Team, Psy, Dumb, and how do you say the last one?
Je suis.
I guess it's Je suis. And then it starts early.
Silent.
Yeah, the D is. Je suis. It starts early at 6, and there's like a barbecue, and then music starts at 8. Partying till forever.
Choms Showcase number 1 I saw it was in 2015.
Really?
Yeah. So this is like a latent sequel.
Mm. I guess because they were waiting till like a whole bunch of bands recorded there.
Oh.
Because most of those bands
just
have
came,
released
yeah.
stuff in the past year.
Yep. It's going to be a great, great night.
It's going to be amazing.
Loaded.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear... Let's play a few bands that are playing the Choms Showcase this Saturday. Let's start with Dumb. This one is from their recently released album, Club Nights. It's called Submission. Mm-hmm. Their song Signs from their recently released EP called Images, and they had their release show this past weekend, and I couldn't make it, but I saw pictures and videos and it looked like a really good time. Mm-hmm. It was just like in someone's backyard, but like a huge yard.
Oh, I saw that photo that you saw too.
Yeah, and it looked lovely. It looked awesome. Like a lot of people showed up. Everyone's like chilling on the grass.
Yeah, it's, like, backyard dogs. Shows should be more of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Especially, I mean, only in the summer, I guess. Especially in the summer, but it's like...
It'd be kind of cool in the winter if you had, like, heat lamps.
Yeah, as long as it's not raining.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that would suck. Before Psy, I played Nice Apple with D-Doo, Cave Girl with Buy a Tesla, Swim Team with Mango, and Dumb with Submission, all of which are local bands. All of which are playing the Choms Showcase number 2 at Redgate this Saturday, July 20th. Cool. Definitely check that one out. It's going to be a long day of good music and barbecuing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Another show coming up that I think will be really awesome is Gauche. Gauche. They have a new album out called A People's History of Gauche.
It's great.
I'm intrigued. Yeah. I'd like to know about Gauche. I don't know anything about them. they're from Washington. That's all I know.
And they're very energetic.
Yeah.
You can just tell.
Yeah.
You've never seen them live, though?
No.
Okay.
No.
But we will.
I think we will. I think we should. Uh-huh. They're playing the Biltmore Tuesday, August 13th. With some awesome local support from Lee A and Tough Customer. Yeah, that'll be a really good one.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Running from A People's History of Gauche. Wax Cowboy. I have never given that band a chance.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
I'm ashamed because that was really great.
Mm-hmm.
That was their song Scott. And Wax Cowboy is doing their album release show at Dodson Hall, which is 25 East Hastings.
I looked up the street view
mm-hmm.
and it was just a bus. driving past the building, so I still have no idea where it is.
Very unhelpful. That's amazing, though. Yeah, Wax Cowboy album release, Dodson Hall, Saturday, July 20th. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Wax Cowboy or Chom's Fest? Ooh, and Club Sofa and Sleepy Gonzales are playing.
Yeah.
Wow, what are you going to do?
Rough call.
There's almost too many shows in the summer.
Yeah.
You get these
Yeah.
What's it called?
Ultimatums.
Yes. It's like, what are you going to do? Ugh. But either one you choose is going to be good, so can't really lose. Yeah. Thanks, Wax Cowboy. That was great. Before that, I played Gauche. Check them out at the Biltmore on August 13th. Sweet. It is time now for the Deliberate Noise weekly toilet seat cover.
I'm excited about this one.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. I went to MEC
because
I needed bike lights and I'm lame and I don't know where else to get them.
I think that everyone on the everyone in Vancouver buys their bike lights at MEC.
At MEC. I was like, there's probably way better places and way better lights, but this is, it's like, I know where MEC is because they make it known.
And great return policy.
Yeah. So I go to MEC and of course I'm like, cool, they have a bathroom. Got to check that out. And it was so regular, Claire.
Yeah.
There was, wow, my notes here,
like,
it says toilet good.
What can you say about it? Yeah, everything.
Toilet good. The toilet was good and low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like better for pooping position if it's like a little bit lower to the ground. It's more like you're squatting.
Yeah.
It was brightly lit, bright walls, bright stall walls, stalls. The flush was kind of weak.
Yes,
noticed.
I did notice that.
And there was like a drone-y background sound, but you could think of it as kind of white noise.
From what?
I'm not sure. It could have been like a heater or air conditioning or I guess something like that. But it wasn't annoying. It was okay. Bathrooms were clean. They were honestly scentless. Like, I guess no one had been in there prior to me. Good sinks, big counter, big mirror. And they had one of those high-power hand dryers. So overall, MEC,
did they have good hand-washing instructions?
Ooh, I can't remember. Probably. They probably
feels
did.
Feels like the kind of thing they would do.
Yeah. I probably just, like, I'm so used to seeing that.
I like reading
very much ignore
ones
it.
That I haven't seen before to see if they're updating. Because some places are really emphatic about, like, 20 seconds minimum. And, like, get under the nails.
Dude, I would say, like, 45 seconds minimum.
Really?
That's just me.
I just try to do it vigorously so that it's not about a time thing. Mm. It's just about, it's
is
like
it
a qualitative assessment of whether I've done it long enough.
I'm that person who washes my hands twice.
Nice.
Because they just don't feel clean all the time. So bad. Okay, yeah, MEC bathroom, 7.5, 8
okay.
even.
Okay.
Little character. It was just so regular.
Yeah. It was almost, that's almost the character.
Yeah.
It just being regular.
So regular, like my poos. Okay. Time for the cover. We have Miguel Maravilla, who is playing the Browser Records show this Thursday at Static Jupiter with Prado, Artemis, and Daisy. So here's Miguel Maravilla with a cover of Pink Guy's We Fall Again.
Fall again, fall again, we fall again. We fall again, we fall again, fall again. When you turn around, I lose vision. Got me running deep in the superstition, and I can't believe my fucking eyes. In a thousand years, I never thought I would see you come from beneath me. I feel like falling,
falling.
I feel like falling,
falling. We fall again. Fall again,
yeah.
Fall again.
Ooh.
We fall again. fall again, we fall again. Fall again, we fall again.
Creative BC offers grants for musicians and bands across British Columbia through the Amplify BC Career Development Program. Apply now until July 17th. The program supports sound recording, music videos, and marketing initiatives for all genres. Sign up for an info session and learn more at creativebc.com. Get your applications in today.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Nostalgia's the worst. Who even needs to give a fuck about the 90s anymore? Yet I can't get enough of it. Remove my bones and shove me back inside my parents' VCR. Guess I got what I wanted. Passes the test. Who's willing to watch Basic Instinct in Candyman on VHS? Because I got what I wanted. I dug my own grave.
Amazing. That's called Curmudgeon. It's by Devours from his recent album Iconoclast.
Such a hit.
Oh, so many hits on that album. Mm-hmm. Devours is freaking amazing. You can catch Devours playing Party Fest this, oh my God, Friday, July 19th. Yeah. Gosh, this weekend. It seems like every damn Monday we're like,
yeah,
here's six shows you can go to this weekend. But yeah, Party Fest this Friday at Redgate featuring Devours. Content warning, I'm about to swear. Shitlord Fuckerman. Woo. Freak Dream, Spencer Owen Timeshare, Joey Chaos and the Ghosts, and Okibi. Yeah, check out Party Fest.
I think they're also going to be queuing, barbecuing at Party Fest. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I feel like I read that there would be hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a party all weekend at Redgate.
Yeah,
Friday
they're taking
and Saturday.
Care of you.
Honestly, so much good music. You can also catch Devourers a little bit later on August 4th playing the Pride at Redgate show along with Non Law, Biawana, The Trolls, Kylie V, and Diva Palava Laguna. That will also be an amazing time. Sweet. It is just about the end of the hour, so we'll wrap up now. Thank you so much for listening to Deliberate Noise today. That went by so fast, Claire. My gosh.
But, I'm sad.
Yeah. A lot of great tunes, a lot of good shows this weekend. So get out there and go see some music.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned to CITR coming up at 7 p.m. is Exploding Head Movies with GAC for 2 hours. We're going to end with some, I want to play some Pardoner. Pardoner is from San Francisco and they just released Playin' on a Cloud, their new album. Let's hear Ram on a Rocks. Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Talk to you next week. Oh my God. Okay. I was happy to break in once. So I'm now on the rocks. I took pictures and laughed. He was scared and lost. It turned to my death.
and walk away. Gets into my face, wipes it all away.